Today, the Legislative Women's Caucus unveiled their package of bills aimed at increasing abortion access in California.
It's been nearly 9 months since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Since then, voters approved Proposition 1 to enshrine the right to abortion in California. The legislature passed a package of more than a dozen bills, and the governor allocated $200 million in the budget to increase abortion access.
We still have work to do.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come my way?
A bill that would give legal protections to California doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be introduced in the state legislature today. The bill would ban California from extraditing doctors facing charges in other states who provided abortion medication. It would also shield doctors from having to pay fines and let doctors sue anyone who tries to stop them from providing abortions. Opponents say the bill goes against the traditional relationship between states and would upend the federal system altogether.
Come on, we got to send abortion pills to other states. We got to make sure we spread abortion around America.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days.
Yeah, the state of California thinks they control America. These commies in California think they know what's best for conservative states across the country. Have they not taken a moment and looked across their state? Who would want these results, right? It's like Rosie O'Donnell telling you about how you need to go on a diet, right? Well, no, we don't see the results. You look around this state and it's... California Democrats had a bill introduced last week that would protect medical providers who mail abortion pills and transgender-related medications to other states. SB 345 would allow California healthcare providers to prescribe and dispense medication for abortion, contraception, and gender-affirming care, regardless of where the patient is located. You know, you can get your fentanyl from China. Right? You can get your puberty blockers from the great state of California. Come on out. We got beautiful beaches. You can cut off your testicles. It's all available here in California. Kidnap a kid. Bring them here. I'm Gavin Newsom. I'll protect you. It would allow healthcare providers to bring a lawsuit in California against anyone who actually interferes with their ability to do so. The audacity. The audacity. SB 345 would prohibit any state or local official or contractor from cooperating with any out-of-state investigation into health care that is legally protected in California, including abortions and transgender-related treatments and procedures. Ready? It would additionally prevent the extradition of anyone who is in California for receiving or providing abortion and transgender-related treatments. Protect the transgender kidnappers. I truly can't believe this is the subject matter that I'm discussing. Where's good old Jerry Brown, man? The contraception medication for gender-affirming care is under attack, said the Assemblywoman Skinner. Skinner, gonna skin them kids, huh? Under SB 345, California healthcare practitioners will be able to provide essential reproductive and gender-affirming care that's legal in California, regardless of anybody's geographic location. And here's what they're proclaiming. California is doing everything it can to protect against draconian laws of other states. Don't they understand that the people in those states created those laws, and who are you? Who are you, California legislatures? Who do you think you are? They need to be put in their place, like overnight. Imagine if Tennessee created a law where I could take your supposed transgender kid to Tennessee, kidnap him, and Tennessee wouldn't allow me to be extradited back to California to face kidnapping charges. Can you imagine the ladies on The View talking about that law? Can you imagine if they had gay actor Billy Porter on? He'd be screaming bloody murder about the volunteer state, wouldn't he? Under the bill, somebody who's traveled to, let's say, Texas could contact a California medical provider, and they would mail them the abortion pills or the birth control or the transgender hormones that you need. A California-based pharmacy would be able to ship the medication to Texas, and both the healthcare provider and the pharmacy would receive protection as long as they're in California from any civil or criminal actions initiated in Texas. It sounds like they're trying to draw the lines for a civil war, doesn't it? We got these laws in our state. You got different ones. That's how the Civil War got created originally in 1861. Well, it led all through the 40s and 50s of the 1800s. It built up to that. The same would be true in the case of anybody. A person in Florida that got a hold of a California care provider for gender-affirming care in a pharmacy, they're going to ship them the medications. Other states, including Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, Vermont, are proposing or passing similar laws here. So, yeah, they're dividing up for a showdown. This has spread so far. The schools, I think parents right here in the Fresno Unified School District would be shocked to learn what is happening. They caught another school district down in Orange County helping kids suffering from gender dysphoria. And it's a true dysphoria in a small percentage of children, not to the degree that we got these TikTok conversions, right? I'm suddenly not the sex I was born with because I spent 1,800 hours on TikTok being indoctrinated, right? Transition to the opposite sex. This report shows that the school district down in Orange County has not been allowing the parents to know. They're violating parental rights. Parental Rights Group in Orange County, the California Alliance for Education, they got hundreds of pages of these emails. And it shows what they're doing in these cases. Parents were either not informed about the initiation, and they actually put, the school does, a child's gender support plan together for them. And they were not told, or if they were, in a few cases, told, they did not consent to it. But the school went right around. They keep doing it. They're transitioning. They change their names, their pronouns. They even change their email addresses. They let the student use a bathroom of the opposite sex, and the parents are shut out. Parents are not part of the equation, right? Because we need to teach kids what society needs them to be taught. That Arizona school teacher, right? Remember what I played you that audio that she's talking about there, right? It's really scary what they're doing, and this is everywhere, this attitude.
The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
That's scary right there. That lady needs to be fired and yelled at by mad moms and mad dads. Justifiably mad. Flip the table over mad. No, they're not your kids. You teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And outside of that, shut your hole. What they found in this Orange County School District that these kids are being taught, it's called Gender and Sexuality Galaxies. They got these diagrams. They show 10 gender identities, 12 sexual orientation choices, right? And they distributed them on Transgender Visibility Day and instructs teachers to have students envision themselves as space travelers exploring the gender galaxy and the sexuality galaxy. And then write or draw your stories of planetary and space exploration. And you wonder why grades are falling off the cliff. You wonder why bridges are going to be falling off the cliffs in the future. They're not learning and they're being indoctrinated. They even have mental health check-ins for the students. And they don't tell the parents. And what they go back to is in California during Governor Jerry Brown. Don't need to give him too much credit. The School Success and Opportunity Act, AB 1266, it requires that students be allowed to participate in sex-segregated school programs and use the bathrooms that align with their gender identity, regardless of their biological sex. So that went in 2014, and now they've taken it all the way to the point where, that law was passed so we can leave parents out. No, you can't. That's not the law. Mental health check-ins? That's a violation of parental rights. This will be overturned in court. Guarantee you. because this one teacher got fired. She's going to have a fat settlement, man, because she said, I'm not going to lie to the parents. And the school said, well, according to state law, you have to. Hogwash. Baloney. What's Biden's word he always says? Malarkey. Malarkey. And I'm not kidding. It's malarkey. But see, the tragedy of all this is that these kids have already been conditioned to believe that they're transgender, and they'll probably be mad at mom and dad, right? Chasten Buttigieg was on The View. He was with the gals on The View. He said, we're living in an extremely dangerous time. Why is that, Mr. Buttigieg the second? Is it Chinese spy balloons or inflation or train derailments? No, he said it's because Florida is banning books. Well, Chasten, why don't you say Florida's banning pornography in school books, right? That's what they're doing. He said it's an extremely upsetting time because nothing could be more important than showing up protecting our families. Well, that's exactly what the Florida bill did in the first place. It protected the families from the wrong people. The wrong people like you. He had a problem with the book bans. He said, look at what many of these have in common. They're extremely vulnerable children. And that's the point there, Mr. Buttigieg the second. Who's preying on these children? The people that would be pushing porn and this gender madness on them and that we're trying to protect them from all of that. It's an evil influence that has come out in society as of late. This would have never, ever, ever been. Well, we know that because we didn't talk about stuff like this in the past. I was watching the Office from 2008. Do you remember the episode, you Office fans, where they had the casino night there down in the warehouse? Michael planned the big casino night, and HR actually came forward and stated that, well, they were going to have the Boy Scouts there, and they said, it's not a good idea. First, it's a school night. There's drinking. There's gambling. That's not a place for kids. And I thought, look at what we do now with drag shows, right? I'm glad, though, that there are people that are talking in the traditional sense, I guess we'll call it, that are standing up for against the evil that's out there, and it's real evil. For California now to think that they can control the state. You know, there were already sanctuary states for illegals or sanctuary state for transgender children, right? Am I missing another sanctuary? I'm trying to think. Was there another one there that we are? Abortion. That's right. We're abortion sanctuary state. How could I forget that? That's what I'm talking about. But the concept of it is that people are fighting back. And I love the fact that former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard got so tired of the Democratic Party. And I just really hope there's more Democrats like her out there. Maybe you're one listening now. Remember Kayleigh McEnany, spokesperson for Trump? She's got a show on Fox now, and she was interviewing Tulsi. And it's good to see two strong women standing up like this.
It's ironic to me that God, someone you can trust, is who is being run out of society. We know he was an integral part of our founding, mentioned in many of our founding documents. Separation of church and state found nowhere in our founding documents. However, it's been utilized to create a religion of secularism. Do you think it's doing damage, the fact that we are erasing broadly God out of a society in a way perhaps our founders never intended?
There's no question about it, Kayleigh. You see this erosion of this spiritual foundation of our country as a direct consequence of those who are trying to erase God from just about every facet of our public lives. This is one of the main reasons why I chose to leave the Democratic Party, because I saw increasingly how not only were they trying to erase God from or any mention of God or attacking people of faith, attacking people of spirituality, especially Christians. You see these attacks and you see the consequences in the direction, unfortunately, that much of our country is headed in, and the damage it's causing to families, to children,
so
to our communities. To our policymakers, many of whom think that they are God and are trying to control us in every possible way.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
So we'll get a little more rain tonight. A 17-year-old was shot walking in Hanford. He was shot at a home on South Mitchell Court near Tempe Drive about 11 o'clock this morning. Said the boy was walking down the street. Someone shot him in the leg from a car window. He was taken in for treatment. No suspect description at this time. It's just too much violence around us. Parts of Tulare County, KMPH.com said, look more like lakes and farmland. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau said more than 15 square miles of farmland is underwater. And we're talking about acres and acres of almond trees that are covered with water. Estimated 10,000 acres are underwater. Cal Fire's trying to use helicopters to fix the levee breaks. They're bringing in sandbags that weigh 2,500 pounds are being dropped where there's breaks in the levees. And they're hoping this will help farmers coming out with heavy equipment and in all of this. And some of the pictures, I saw the a barn surrounded by water. A house looked like it was out in the middle of a lake. They say the water's up to the windows of parked cars near Highway 43 and Avenue 144 as well. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, Ryan Jacobson, on about the good things that have happened from this and also the bad things that have happened from this. In California, they're talking about winds. I saw that this report says, like, what does it say, 60 or 80 mile an hour, but of 118 mile per hour winds on the coast.
Around 250,000 utility customers lost power during the storm, the majority of the outages occurring in the Bay Area. The strong winds gusted as high as 65 miles per hour in San Francisco and were responsible for blowing out windows in skyscrapers in the city's financial district. Heavy snow also fell in the mountains surrounding Los Angeles. The Sierra Nevada, where more than 50 feet of snow has already fallen this winter, also saw additional snowfall. Flooding still remains a concern, especially in central and southern California.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated here. And, of course, Ryan on tomorrow from 4 to 5 as well. This is a story that I think needs a lot more publication out there. Four patients had their eyeballs removed due to an infection of a rare bacteria strain from eye drops. They've now been recalled. Vaccine won't be recalled. People have died, but two more people died from this outbreak. It's a drug-resistant bacteria. It's in now recalled eye drops. Nearly 70 patients in 16 states have been infected with this rare strain. Three have died from the infection. Eight have suffered vision loss. Four others had to have their eyeballs removed. The CDC investigated the outbreak. It's tied to artificial tears. That's the name, artificial tears, manufactured by Global Farmer Healthcare. Global Farmer Pharma Healthcare issues. The U.S. FDA does a recall, but they issued a voluntary nationwide recall. Voluntary? For artificial tears, lubricant eye drops due to possible contamination. Again, that's artificial tears. They also said the CDC is urging patients who have used EzriCare, E-Z-R-I, EzriCare, or DeSalm Farmers Artificial Tears, who have signs or symptoms of an eye infection, to get medical care immediately. Stop using it. If you get yellow, green, any kind of discharge from the eye, any kind of pain, any kind of discomfort, redness, blurry vision. Can you imagine that you had your, well, dying is horrible, but having your eyeballs removed because you put eye drops that you bought in. Whew, man. Not a lot of talk about this. Everybody was just used to the man-made lockdown and the kids not in school, so maybe it's not as big a deal, but haven't heard much from Newsom. Silent on the L.A. school strike is 500,000 kids forced to stay home for a second day. Local 99 failed to reach an agreement down in Smellay. It's mostly the cafeteria workers, special ed assistants, custodians, bus drivers. Not quite a teacher strike. There are some education workers involved in this, but Local 99 is a union of 50,000 of these workers. And they said the workers have been living off poverty wages. Said the average salary at LA Unified School for these types of jobs is $25,000 a year. They said most of them work part-time hours, so the benefits aren't even there as well. How can you live in LA on that? I don't know how people pull it up. I guess you'd have to have four or five people living in one house, and then it'd still be rough, right? So we know the kids aren't learning. They're not learning how to read. Speaking of not knowing how to read, a teleprompter, a former sitting U.S. senator, a former vice president, and the current person in the chair at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue trying to read from his teleprompter. And somebody in the Biden circle thought, hey, it's a good idea. Let's put a poem up there. Let's have Joe read a poem. And, let's don't use the word county and country because he has trouble with that as well, bless his heart.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and me, a poem one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county. Countries." Let me start this over again.
You're live, Joe. This isn't a pre-record like normal. This is live, buddy.
I'm getting so intimidated by being here.
"And it's
always
not funny.
One moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
County. County.
County. County. All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
He needs to get a job reading audiobooks, right? Can you imagine listening to an audiobook that Joe Biden reads? Well, DeSantis doesn't look like he's going to hold back much anymore.
"I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. You bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board. And I think that that's something that's very important."
"County. All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
"I don't think he remembers what he did yesterday. So he's not mentally sharp enough to be president. Biden doesn't know. I mean, he doesn't know he's alive."
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Rain tonight, and we're going to have tomorrow on the show CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, Ryan Jacobson. He'll be on from 4 until 5 o'clock. Well, it looks like DeSantis no longer could contain himself. He shot back at Trump, and he's going to have an interview tonight with Piers Morgan on Fox Nation, and they've been releasing little bit by little bit of this here. Here is Piers Morgan to DeSantis talking about the nicknames and whatnot that Trump's given, that Don has given Ron.
What is your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron the Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
Well, I can't.
I think even he went off Meatball Ron.
I don't know how to spell the Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we'd go with that. That's fine. You know, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner.
DeSantis said stay tuned when Piers Morgan asked him about his announcement if he's going to run for president. Some of the transcripts they've released. He said the announcement could be coming soon. I have what it takes to be president and I can beat Biden. So I think that's a pretty good indicator, right, that he's actually going to run, right? Trump went a little crazy after DeSantis said this a few days ago.
"And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago, to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda."
It's truly amazing what artificial intelligence puts out so quickly. I don't know if you caught him today. Don't let anybody fake you out by sending you pictures of Trump running from the NYPD on the streets of New York. They made it look real. They put a bunch of them together. Like Melania's shirt was ripped by the cops, like she's trying to save him. Some funny, funny people out there. But, you know, Trump was supposed to be like, well, this would have been his whole first day if he didn't bail himself out. He would have been in jail, right? They're saying now that he actually wanted the perp walk, that he wants the handcuffs, that he wants it to happen.
And I want to start this with this update. You know who is still at large.
Whoopi and The View can't believe it. He faked him out.
Is.
Yes, he is.
He is. Yes. He hasn't been arrested.
No.
Like he predicted.
Well, you know, you kind of have to weigh it with all the other stuff he said. And you figure, well, you know, you said you won the election, you didn't win.
Good point.
You said they're coming to arrest you.
I said that to Joy, but why do we start believing him now?
I am the
He manipulated everybody. We all rose to the occasion, the papers, everybody just went there.
So many people were excited.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Are you shocked?
No, it annoys me every time.
I know. I know.
You were
but
excited.
But you're very sherbety, and I just want to lick your shoulder.
So they're all let down that Trump faked him out, right? DeSantis tonight's going to be on with Piers and Mika Illuminati Spahn Brzezinski on Morning Breath. She read some of the transcripts at DeSantis. Now fighting back a little bit, taking the gloves off a little bit, attacking Trump back.
DeSantis slammed Trump over his character failings, chaotic leadership style, and his handling of the COVID pandemic. Morgan notes that DeSantis also criticized Trump's chaotic, self-obsessed, and divisive management style, quoting the governor as saying, in terms of my approach to leadership, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. You bring your own agenda in, you're gone. DeSantis went on to say, the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board.
So if we look at this from overhead, this Republican battle that's being set up here, Trump fired the first missiles, right? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he fired the first missiles. And then DeSantis responds back, and suddenly the Trump camp doesn't like it. It didn't sit well with Donald Trump Jr., right? He said, here's a quote from the Jr. He said, DeSantis thinks that Democrats weaponizing the law to indict President Trump is a manufactured crisis and isn't a real issue. That's pure weakness, he said. Well, I don't know. Did the Trump camp not listen to what DeSantis actually stated about what they're doing to his dad?
If you are a very strident prosecutor in disguise on the left and you're not prosecuting a lot of crimes, Manhattan's gotten less safe, you're going to go after somebody on the other side for some novel offense. That just does not inspire confidence, and people see that as weaponizing the justice system.
Trump Jr. went on to say, now we know why he was silent all weekend. He's totally owned by Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and his billionaire donors. 100% controlled opposition. Eric Trump said, until that day where they do the exact same thing to him, his friends and family, at which time he'll neither have the backbone nor the resources to fight off the corrupt system, he's not the guy I thought he was. Well, Eric and Don Jr. seem to grasp what they don't seem to grasp is the fact that, you know, when you ridicule others, that's not a good way to make friends and positively influence people, is it? When you ridicule others, he called DeSantis names, he labeled him a child groomer, and you're surprised when he doesn't have your father's back. What? I don't know what world they live in. When I read Trump's post of protest, my reaction was, what, have your back after you blame me for the midterm failures? You know, he said pro-life Republicans are they went overboard, went too far. I paraphrase his pro-life comment. I don't have it memorized, but that was the how dare moment. And then not understanding when you actually ridicule people that they don't want to come out and protest for you.
I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. If you bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board. And I think that that's something that's very important.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do, I'm not putting my loyalty behind any candidate, announced or not announced. I'm going to put my vote behind the truth, and I'm going to listen. And the candidate that comes, I don't agree. There's not a candidate out there other than maybe, well, not even Ron Paul with the Libertarian. I was like, no, you don't need to legalize heroin. Don't legalize all drugs. I never 100% of agreed with any politician out there. So whoever comes the closest to the truth, that's where my vote goes.
I think you could beat Biden?
I think so.
So you're running then?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I think I could.
Okay. Well, you are. I wonder when he'll do it. Maybe it'll be tonight on this show. Who knows? Maybe that's why they've done the whole tease. Now, you would do it at a big, he'd probably do it at the state capitol or something like that, right? Maybe do it in Ohio. I don't know. I found this today in my little audio searching back here about Hunter's laptop, the laptop from hell. Listen to Biden here. Listen.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop that, right. Is Russia, yeah. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
Yeah. Who was right on that one? Who was right? Huh? Hey, have you thought about what would happen to our lives? If all those big 18-wheelers that you get mad about on the highway, right? Get out of my way. If the truckers stop trucking, I saw this article that would say what would happen, and I'll share it with you next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
This time tomorrow, we'll be saying this time tomorrow, it's almost the weekend. I tell you, look at Wednesday. Joe Biden had, some heroes in today at the White House recognizing them. They were Hollywood stars. What's the rest of the world up to? Well, let's go over to Moscow where Xi's visiting Putin. Let's see. Change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years. And we are driving this change together. That's what Xi said to Putin. And Putin said, I agree. They shake hands. Please take care, dear friend. Have a safe journey. They're all happy, shaking hands. What are they planning? The end of U.S. dominance? I would think so. Xi tells Putin, change that hasn't happened in 100 years is coming, and we're driving this change together. There he is waving at Xi as he leaves. Moscow always looks depressing. Is it ever bright there? I don't think so. Yeah, he waves. That's a pretty cool limo he's in right there. Well, but that's what they're doing. Planning the end of U.S. dominance as we honor Ted Lasso, the TV show. But we got Buttigieg in charge of transportation, so we don't need to worry about any of the supply chain or the hauling freight. But if truckers just cold stop hauling freight, this is what would happen. Within the first 24 hours, they at the office of they do say hospitals would run out of basic supplies, gas stations would begin to run out of fuel, mail and package delivery would cease within the first week, ATMs would run out of cash, food shortages, automobile travel would stop within the first month. Life-saving supplies for hospitals would run out. The nation's clean water supply would run out. Electric power plants would begin to go offline, causing blackouts. A lot would happen. So next time you see a trucker, you might be at a truck stop going, why is that guy acting all weird, brushing his teeth over there? Because he's a trucker, man. He just showered back here, and this is his bathroom. He's on the road. Thank a trucker. That's what I'm saying. Thank a trucker right there. The banking situation is not good. It's not something that I completely understand, and I don't think many of us really do understand the intricate ins and out. But when you hear about big banks being sold off for pennies on the dollar, That sounds like a train wreck, doesn't it? The crisis, it's not going to go away anytime soon. It's not going away. And I'm afraid it could turn into something that's never occurred in our history. And, you know, when they cover one manhole cover, save one bank, another one, the pressure is going to blow another manhole cover off on another street somewhere. And that's really where we're sitting right here in this global economy. And I've talked about this, and it's based on the Build Back Better Green New Deal, the worldwide economy. They're dividing into two. That's why you got Xi and Putin saying change that hadn't happened in 100 years is coming, and we're going to drive that change together. If you haven't noticed, you got a lot of Western countries that are doing the whole new Green Deal agenda. You've seen the issues that Germany's had, that America's had with our energy, what the UK has had. But see, we just got this printing press. Just keeps printing out all these money, all these policies. And on the other hand, you got Russia and China, and they got this alliance now. And you've heard me talk about BRICS. I don't know why we don't hear more conversation from our politicians and those in the media about what BRICS is. It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they've gotten together as an kind of like an OPEC, an oil conglomerate there. And they're talking about having their own reserve currency. And it'll likely be backed by, what is that Nixon thing? Oh, gold. Backed by gold. Our money is not backed by anything. And to understand Fed's raising the interest rates, again, what they're putting into motion and the seeds for these next several months have the results. It's already been planted. The results, the crop that we're going to get from these seeds that we've planted are not going to be good. And when you got banks in places like Russia and China, they're stockpiling gold. Look into it. Go to ZeroHedge.com. They got a lot of great financial stuff on there, and they explain it in ways that make it very easy to understand. But there's really no point in doing all of this. We have nothing to fall back on. Russia and China, they're stockpiling. They can fall back on gold. And these BRICS nations, this is an opportunity, and they're going to challenge us. They're going to challenge us. They're going to challenge the U.S. dollar, and they're going to challenge it right out in the open. And the pieces have already been put into place on this. We know that. And as this bubble continues, and it gets bigger and bigger, and as we continue to kick the can down the road, talking to Ted Lasso, the bailouts are going to get bigger and bigger, and at some point, we lose control. And you don't have to ask a pilot what happens when you lose control and you go into a, think of it like a dead engine stall. And then you're okay for a minute, right? You're gliding. You're gliding. But impact is coming soon. And I think we are living in some perilous times. And, you know, it was predicted. It was predicted when we said, listen, it's the Constitution versus socialism. And if you want to see what Build Back Better, Green New Deal socialism is like, look at Venezuela. When they look at countries that have put socialism into place where the government takes care of everything. Tell me somewhere where it worked. I'm waiting. I think that's a big goose egg. I don't care if you think you're the boss.
I'm the boss. How about that?
Yeah, well, look what they bossed us right into. Thank a trucker and turn your headlights on. Can't believe that people are rolling around here with no headlights on, even when it gets darker out there. Ryan Jacobson, CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, on the show tomorrow. Give us the updates. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll be back for those updates. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Mr. John Girardi's coming up next. Good night.